Good evening, Sandymat.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Here's always your healing thoughts are noted and at the end of this year we wish to thank all of you for all of those thoughts. I hope, my dear friends, that in the following weeks each of you has time to consider what you want from this life. So often we hear, what is my life all about? Your life is to guide you on your way back home. That is why it is imperative that each one of you, when given the opportunity, lets others know that passing from this life is only like a birth into this life, full of love and light. I would like just to say to you, my dear friends, that the coming year will not be unlike the one which has passed. Many problems in your world, but also much greater understanding. So we must always try to keep the balance of all things. It could be, my dear friends, that each and every one of you in the coming months may be approached or even given a situation where your words can help others. And in this way, it passes along to another and another until the truth is held and understood. So you see, my friends, there is much work still ahead of you. And as always, I will be there with you, standing close to you, helping you to find the right words in all of these situations.
Wonderful.
Thank you, that will be most helpful.
Yes, I have been approached by one this last week with the thought that it would be a good idea to have some regular meetings where we live down on the south coast. Not a séance meeting, but a meeting to discuss the ways of spirit and what we have learned from your good self over the years.
course. You have become teachers, my dear friends. Whether you recognize this fact or not, each one of you is capable of passing on the truth and knowledge to others. You will find there will be many more. If you have any questions at this time, I will answer them for you. But I would like to allow some time this evening to allow those dear children who always come to you at this time of year, and any others who wish to come and speak with you.
Yes, they're very welcome.
Yes, I can say they would all be most welcome. Questions, yes. I've had further thoughts on your use of the word epicenter last time, Salimet, and it's a word that's commonly used in relation to earthquakes, how the epicenter is sensed at the surface of the earth above where the quake occurs, but you clearly were using the word on a very, very much more universal scale.
Yes.
And the epicenter in regarding creation in the universe is difficult to imagine because spirit, as you have taught us, has no space, yet is everywhere.
Yes.
So I imagine in that sense there is a single epicenter which gives rise to all the energies required in creation. Would that be a fair statement?
It is a fair statement that you have made. There has to be words used for any kind of understanding. But when I use the word epicenter, I am speaking of something that is not generally known or understood.
Yes.
Or can easily be understood. But yes, if you like to say there is an epicenter for all energies, for all life, for all of existence, then I will accept that, because that is as near as we can get to give you any kind of understanding.
Thank you. That does help. And I appreciate we can't get to the true essence of it.
No, it would be much too difficult. Even one iota of information regarding this, my dear friend, is very difficult. And again, you see the use of terminology for something that is not understood creates much difficulty. But I hope it has helped you just a little.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Does anyone else have a question, or shall I go on with another?
Could I just ask on behalf of someone I met who has been put on antidepressants? He's 26, and I said I would ask if he could maybe have some kind of advice about how he should go about getting off them.
Yes, we have spoken about depression on several occasions, and I have to remind you, my dear friend, that people who suffer with depression focusing within, they focus upon themselves, and the spirit becomes dimmed. He may not understand those words, but I would suggest perhaps that you continue to talk with this young gentleman, if you possibly can, to help him to understand that life is not for looking inwards, but to be joyous and to help other people. I do not feel that this young man is ready for those words, but I say to you, please continue with your words, and he will find that something becomes much clearer to him.
Thank you.
Now, I will say to you only this, my dear friends. It has been and given us much joy to reunite with you after our break. Each one of you have been surrounded by many. I wish you to know this. I wish you to know that you are never alone, even if it feels like it sometimes. So as I leave you, and until we meet in your new earthly year, I say to you, my dear friends, look to that great creative force and know that you are bound by much love.
Well, these are most reassuring and wonderful words for us. Thank you, Sally Met.
And we look forward to the new year when we shall meet again.
Mm. Yes. Now let us see who will step forward this time. As always, I leave you cloaked in my love and in the love of spirit.
Thank you.
Mm. Wonderful.
And your time back where you belong, Sanimet. I don't know what the words I can say is. I can't say enjoy it. I don't think that's quite the right word. But anyway, with all our good wishes to you.
Thank you.